Marlo Zarco was trained as a horticulturist and turned a career of growing plants into one of growing people. After Marlo got her degree in horticulture, she looked for a job to start her career. She found one in Jacksonville.
I really wanted to find a garden that I could just apply my own skills to. I came down here for the Kummer Museum. It was phenomenal. They were just changing over to the fact that they wanted to be a museum with a qualified botanical garden. So that was just exactly what I wanted.
Marlo stayed for the renovation of the Kummer Museum's Italian garden. Then she learned of a position to manage an even larger garden.
I had a connection through a vendor who said, you know, the zoo's looking for someone to be curator of horticulture there. It was a new venue for me of the idea of animals within exhibits, and it was a wonderful learning experience.
She was leading larger teams, so Marlo went back to school to earn a master's in public administration.
More and more people were getting assigned to me, and I was getting further and further away from plants. I hadn't set out to manage people, but I was finding that I was good at it. I could grow people better than I could grow plants.
Marlo Zarco moved from the zoo to a senior position with the Parks Department. It was 2003, an exciting time in Jacksonville.
Mayor Delaney was wrapping up his administration, and I got chosen to serve on the transition team.
The experience was eye-opening to Marlo.
Now that I've had a taste for being in a room with decision makers, I'd like to stay doing that. I'm okay with letting go of the career that's gotten me thus far, being a horticulturist and a manager at that level, but I'd like to stay in a discussion that matters.
Marlo started a consulting company. In 2004, the Super Bowl committee retained her company.
It was my job to facilitate the federal, state, and local agencies that were going to prepare for what's called a unified command plan.
It was a strategic plan for government agencies, and Marlo says that for 8 years afterward, that's what she was hired to do around the state. In the last few years, however, the funding for that planning had largely disappeared. Marlo pivoted again and started coaching individuals.
I felt as though that if I began working directly with people, people make organizations happen. I am a certified professional coach, working primarily with professionals.
And in some ways, that brought her back to her starting point, the art, science, and wonder of growing.
I learned that there is a method. There's a process with plants. You plant a seed, you water it, it grows. It gets bigger, you prune it, it grows more. But you have to follow what the plant is responding to. So if it needs water, then you water it. You don't just water it because it's Tuesday. Working with people, I have found that it is really the same thing. People need to check themselves for where are they going to grow best? What do they need to do that? If I look at people like plants now, they need to have a process as well. They need their water, they need their sunlight, but it can't be just based on a recipe. It has to be based upon what is the environment that they're in, where do they need to get the best sunlight, and where do they need to get the best water.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.